There are currently some 150,000 people in the Czech Republic suffering from various forms of dementia, most frequently Alzheimer's disease. That's relatively few compared to some other European countries. But experts warn that the number is rapidly increasing due to the aging population, and they say that there's no official strategy in place either to combat the disease or to coordinate care for sufferers. Jan Richter discussed the issue with Andrej Matl, a co-author of a freshly released report on the state of dementia in the country.
The rise is, from a certain perspective, quite dramatic. And if you just see that in 30 years the number should double, you can see that the trend of the rise of the people with dementia in the Czech Republic is a serious issue.
Yet compared to other European countries, the report says that on average, of course, the situation in the Czech Republic is not that precarious, is not that bad.
Not that bad at the moment, but as the Czech Republic belongs to the countries where the aging is going to be relatively very rapid, the issue will need to be brought forward.
In the Czech Republic, you say about 10% of all patients with dementia seek some form of care. Why is that, Mr. Martel? Because in other European countries, you mentioned Germany, where it's around 26%, and some other countries where the ratio is even higher. Why do you think that, according to your estimates, less than 10% of people suffering from dementia actually get assistance or get medical help?
Medical help or social help. But the reason, I believe, is that we, compared to other countries, do not have a developed and systemized process of the early contact. So in families where they are faced with the issue of a person having dementia, they very often do not know what to do, and they do not know whom to contact, they do not know how to simply solve the situation. So from that perspective, in many cases, we rely much more on families, we rely much more on the neighborhood help, whereas in countries where this system of the first contact is incorporated in the health and social care field, they are able to deal people through formal systems much more, not only through the incident room system, but also through the ambulances.
Is this the biggest sort of threat or the biggest issue that you see when it comes to the sort of official attitude or the state authorities' attitude to dementia, the fact that there is no system, as you said, of recognizing and assisting these people in the early stages of the disease?
Well, I have to say that I've been dealing with the area of health and social care already for 15 years, and I've been working also at various ministries previously that were dealing with these issues. And I have to say that as a repetition all the time, what you can hear, what people can hear, is that there is not a developed system of long-term care, there is not a developed system of a coordinated social and health care put in place. And from time to time, usually you get an effort to just overcome this issue, but so far nobody has been successful. So I'm very looking forward that the government will one day be successful and that a system of coordinated care will be here.